Aaron Lyles, AYC. And this is CAP 1-3 Tech 3-2 Ready. All right, so we have our special guest here. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
All right, so what inspired you to join the Marine Corps?
So it kind of starts off with my older brother. He was enlisted in the Marine Corps as well. And he did about, I believe it was four years. I may have his timeline a little mixed up. But just his story of him enlisting and pretty much kind of giving me how the Marine Corps changed him and shaped him into the person he is today.
Okay.
Recently graduated med school, so he had all of that to come, which came out from the Marine Corps. So looking on that, that is kind of what started my process of when I sought out the Marine Corps.
What, and some background, where are you from?
So I was born in California, okay. Susanville, but raised here in the islands.
All right, yeah.
But I live over here at Malagal. But for the Palawan listeners over here, Ngamalal, and my family are from Nyesar.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, really cool. I mean, you're from here.
And yes, sir.
So this is phenomenal. So, how does it feel to be back in Palau as a Palawan Marine?
I take it as like a big sense of pride and honor wearing the uniform, especially coming back here. Ever since I left, I was just that kid that graduated from Mid-Zente High School, and coming back now as a United States Marine and just seeing my family members and everybody once again, just seeing kind of like the transformation. I'm no longer the rowdy kid that they kind of had to, you know, watch over or anything.
That got beat out of them.
I'm now just, you know, coming here with like a sense of purpose and mission, and just very, very grateful that I was able to come back home because of the Marine Corps.
Outstanding. Wow.
It is a cool opportunity. Yeah. And I'll tell you, being here for the last 5 months, we do get a lot of questions. You know, how do we join the military, being that the Army, the Marine Corps, or the Navy? It is cool to see somebody that has gone from here in Palau. We also have a Palauan in our command that's in Guam right now. He was here last year, but cool to see Palauans that are able to go to the States and join the military and then come back and serve in their home country.
And we will, there will be recruiters on island during the mini game. So if you have any questions, want to reach out, you know, we can call Moana, ask anybody to call Moana, ask anybody on the CAT, and we will do our best to put you in touch with a recruiter that can answer more of your questions.
Yeah, use the Facebook page, use Facebook Messenger if you want to. It just happened last week. Had a young lady message asking about how to join the military. So great avenue to utilize that Facebook page or Instagram. Message us, and we can get you set up with the right folks to ask those questions. Or if you want to know what we do day in and day out, you know, definitely some great avenues.
What would you say is the most meaningful part of being home in Palau?
The most meaningful part to me is just the opportunity to just see family and friends that I grew up with over here, and just see everybody once again, but this time as like a more mature person, you know. But just seeing everybody again, seeing the reason why I had left in the first place, and just come back as a better person to kind of see how, kind of show them like that I haven't just been letting myself go or anything. I've actually been doing my best to make everybody here proud, and kind of just, you know, put myself, but also where I'm from, out there, just to show them that everything they've taught me was for a reason.
How have they? How's your family and community reacted when they've seen you come back here? You've been able to.
As everybody I've ran into, takes them about maybe two or three looks to kind of recognize me now. Every time I speak Palawan, they've kind of asked me to repeat myself and say, like, are you really Palawan? I've had to, like, reiterate, like, myself saying, hi, like, Ali, like, other Belao, I'm actually Palawan. I'm the son of this this person. So it's been quite a funny experience with them. But after we kind of pushed that out the way, everyone's just, they're just so great to see me. And it's been really nice to see everybody once again.
Awesome. That's awesome. Can you share, like, a favorite memory with us of something in Palau, maybe when you were younger?
Rock Island trips.
Trips. Those are great. You just did one here.
My family was very, we were very prominent with, like, planning those trips. We almost went out possibly every weekend. It was just a new island every time, and we always included fishing, so I have, like, my little fishing competitions with each of my family members. They probably all can beat me now, but but, you know, it was just always those moments where you're just out on the water, nothing else, no business, no stressful problems or anything. It's just you, your family, and the nice water over here. So I feel like those are the kind of key moments I keep in my head every time when I'm away.
We are loving our experience and our time here. So much, like, what's one thing about Palawan culture that maybe us as the CAT, Ko Moana, your fellow Marines, should experience, could experience, or may need to understand?
That one's a little challenging. There's quite a lot. but really just with every performance, traditional cultural performances they have here, I know they have, like, they have the performances they do over there at the Ngara Amayong, like the Amayong Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say just any cultural event they hold, I say, is just a great opportunity for everybody to kind of go and see, especially, like, the Palawan aspect of it, just to see how, what is it that they do, the stories behind each of the dances, and maybe even the stories they tell, and just pretty much speaking to any part of the locals who can tell you, like, a lot of the legends about each of the states, and really just kind of dive deeper into pretty much what Palau has to offer.
Okay. Before we take our next song break, is there any shout outs you want to?
Yes. it's maybe a little big of a long list, but
yeah. We're here for it. Go for it. Yeah.
Just want to do a big special shout out to my family, my mom, Kathy Masang, my dad, Starsky, all my aunties and uncles who all saw me over here, my second dad, Mars, and my siblings, Anaya, Ua, and just everybody who are listening, possibly out there on the islands as well. And off island, hopefully, if you guys can tune in as well. But yes, also a special shout out to you, Tolo. I didn't forget you. I remembered.
Well, Kimo, thank you so much for being here today. And after our next song break, we'll come back and talk with Emily Zita.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CAT Radio. I'm Sean Coleman, along with Aaron Lyles. All right, so we have the Navy, we would say PAO. What do you guys say PAO?
Yeah, it's a mouthful. I just say PAO, just for the joint community and everyone else. But we are technically called Communication Strategy and Operations Officer. We like to be a little extra in the Marine Corps, I guess.
So we have Emily Zito.
Yes.
And First Lieutenant Emily Zito.
Yes, sir.
So what exactly, when did you join the, give us a little background about the Marine Corps, where you went, how you got there, and how you're here now with us in Palau.
Yeah, of course. I went to Rutgers University in New Jersey, the state school of New Jersey. No hate on New Jersey, please. I know a lot of people judge, but I love New Jersey. I stayed there throughout college, and I did the PLC program. So you just have a normal life during the school year, and then during the summer you go to Quantico, Virginia, and it's the officer candidate school. So it's like boot camp for officers. I commissioned in January of 2023. And then I worked with the officer that recruited me for about like 5 months. So it gave me a little taste of the Marine Corps, the recruiting side, very different than the fleet. Then I went to the basic school. And my first duty station was in Hawaii. Yeah. Cool. Yeah,
that's a big upgrade. That's a big,
very big upgrade. Jersey to Hawaii. It's the same. Upgrade. It's same. Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Why the Marine Corps?
My family is an Army family, so they were very disappointed that I chose the Marine Corps. But you know, friendly competition is a big thing in my family. I'm the youngest, so I have a chip on my shoulder. I have to prove myself. My sister and my brother were both in the Army. There's something about the people that I met who were in the Marine Corps that I was drawn to. And that's kind of what it boils down to. My friends in college, my closest friends were in the Marine Corps. So I kind of just followed in their footsteps.
The Navy's little sisters, by the way, Marine Corps.
We'll talk offline about that one.
They were, a little fact, the Marines were first before the Navy.
That's true.
Hoorah.
That's true. Hoorah. I heard this earlier, and you rode for Rutgers? Is that what I heard?
Yes. I rode in high school, and I got recruited to Rutgers, so I was very fortunate. And that's kind of why I didn't do ROTC. That's kind of why I did the PLC program.
I see.
Because I wouldn't have been able to do the ROTC program throughout the year. I kind of just wanted to do school and rowing throughout the year and then figure out the Marine Corps during the summer. Yeah. I think the rowing and being in athletics was something that drew me to the Marine Corps as well. We pride ourselves on being the fittest DOD branch for sure. But maybe you'll prove us wrong tonight. You know.
Dang it.
Young whippersnapper.
We have the mini games. There's going to be the canoe competitions.
Yeah, they got the outrigger canoes. Yeah, it's a little different. I think most people have the misconception for rowing in the United States. It's mostly legs. But for the outrigger canoes, it's more like general canoeing. It's mostly upper body strength. So I don't really have a lot of upper body strength, but my legs, they're pretty strong. I'm really excited to see the rowing in the mini games. It should be interesting.
I can't wait to see it too.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's a whole different breed. Props to those athletes. I tried the outrigger canoe when I was in Hawaii for my first duty station. And wow. The upper body, just using your upper body, that's tough for sure.
Just for digging the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going anywhere. At least I wasn't.
What are some things you're excited about while you're in Palau, the time you guys are here?
I'm mostly excited to just get a taste of the culture. I know all we're talking about is going out and trying different restaurants with Lance Corporal Masang, and just exploring the island, getting to know the Palauan community. Everywhere we've gone with these working parties, we're welcomed with open arms and smiles, and they're just so grateful that we're here, and we're also so grateful that we're here. I mean, I can't ask for a better deployment here. This is like top notch for me.
It is.
And I'm sure you guys can understand that.
We're having a great time. We've done a couple of these things, and this is by far the top of the list.
And big shout out to like Kohamana, because I feel like you guys, since you've been here, you've hit the ground running about support and being engaged and active, and it it helps our mission, and I think hopefully, you know, we're helping your guys' mission, and it's like this interoperability that's awesome. Hopefully we will continue the whole time you're here, and really excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Having you guys here with your established unit here has really helped us out too. And I know Lance Corporal Masang was kind of selling himself short earlier. It's so awesome to just walk around with him and have people waving at him everywhere. I mean, the second we landed here at the airport, he had a buddy waving at him out there.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's proud of you. It is cool to see somebody come back and, you know, from the islands, and I'm sure they're just welcoming you and proud to see. I'm sure you'll, seeing you and what you're doing and where you came from, you'll, give some enthusiasm to them and maybe do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, awesome. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lex Corporal. Thank you, Kimo, for being here. After our next song break, we will come back and then check in with some of our CAT mission elements.